Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Charlene Campbell Carey. Charlene is the artistic director of the Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater based here in Missoula, an organization for many, many years that not only is a school and an educational organization here in our community, but a touring organization taking groups abroad and doing numbers of things internationally. Welcome to Montana Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, it is a huge week for your organization. This is the week of the Vienna International Ballet Experience and all the assorted dance and cultural events and things happening in Missoula, numbers of venues through the week. Maybe before we start with that detail, talk a little bit about RMBT and your organization and what you do for the dance community kind of year-round.
Well, we're a school, ages 3 through adult, primarily a professional training facility, but everybody is welcome for every possible, you know, love of dance and recreational purposes. We've been in existence since 1998. We have about 2,000 alumni, and many, many of them have gone into careers in the arts, not just in dance, and also many are on international relations tracks or have pursued careers in diplomacy.
And you've taken a number of your dancers abroad. I know a number of Asia tours, China and other places.
Mm-hmm. We've been to Europe many, many times with small groups and large groups. We've been to China now quite a few times. The biggest group we've ever toured with was 50 dancers, and that was in 2008 for the Olympics. We were back again for the World Expo in Shanghai. Last year, we actually did a major USA State Department tour of China, which...
Wow.
Yes. Very big project.
Well, this is different in the sense that you really are bringing some of this global experience that you've been a part of to Missoula. And if I understand correctly, you are the USA director now for this Vienna competition. Maybe tell people what that's about and how this vision really evolved into something much more broadly cultural and lots of events happening, films and all sorts of stuff this week.
In 2014, we had an extended tour of Europe, and it was throughout Italy. I was working in Poland and Norway, and we wound up at the Salzburg Music Festival, opening that very prestigious event with a Montana program. While we were there, we received an invitation to hop on a train and go back to Vienna and participate in Vladimir Malakhov's elite ballet competition. Well, my children were immersed in Swan Lake with the Salzburg Ballet, and I didn't think we could take that opportunity. But then I thought, wait a second. Two of our best dancers were in the leads, and maybe we could disappear for, you know, 24 hours or 48 hours and see where this would lead. Well, they did very, very well. And one of our dancers took first place in the contemporary round, and our couple in pas de deux came in behind China and Russia. And that's Patrick Palkins from Lewistown, Montana, and Ashley Hagler from Missoula. When I returned to Salzburg victorious from our Vienna trip, we had also made a lot of friends in Vienna. I came home from that entire journey with an invitation to host the Viennese in some way in Missoula, Montana. So it was born as an elite ballet competition, but I didn't believe our community could support such a small elite pocket of an art event. And I thought a lot about what would be the possibilities. I talked to my friend, our new director in the Mansfield Center, Dr. Abe Kim, and our other old friend, former Senator Max Baucus, current ambassador to China, and said, what if we built a diplomacy angle into this and also some humanities events? So hence we have books, movies, and what's most important is this topic that keeps coming up daily, 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 which is the role of the arts in human communication.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an incredible event. If you'd like to follow along at home, go to the website rmbt.org. All the events, if I understand, will be listed throughout the week, and including as things start Tuesday, run through Saturday. Most of the events, almost everything free of charge, just one ticketed event, the big gala on Saturday. But they'll all be listed on the website, right?
Yes, they are, but it's really very basic. You can find the dancers in the Denison Theater on campus Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know, beginning in the morning until sometimes, you know, 5 or 7 o'clock at night, one after the other, like the Olympics, just, you know, competing. Our Governor Bullock is coming over on Tuesday at 2 o'clock to meet the dancers and the jury. Everybody's invited to come to that moment in the Denison Theater. And Friday is the big diplomacy conference. So on Friday, there's simultaneously all day long in the Denison, the finals of the competition of the dancers, and all of these panel discussions that'll be occurring. And they're important discussions, actually. It's really bridging the chasm of when diplomacy has failed and how the arts have stepped in. There'll be discussions. There will be a film called Dancing Diplomats from the Ukraine. And there's a marvelous story about the De Prince family, not the Von Trapps, the De Prince, and a miraculous woman named Elaine De Prince, who's written a book called Taking Flight that's being made into a feature film about her children's stories. And they're orphans number 26 and 27 from Sierra Leone. And Mia De Prince is one of those orphans, and she'll be here to sing her stories of courage.
Fascinating. Films at the Roxy all day Wednesday. 2:00, 5:30 p.m., 8 p.m. at the Silver Theater, which Missoula residents would know as the former...
It's the new theater that Carrie Montgomery is, you know, the director of. The Silver, it was the World Theater. It's on Higgins. There's an evening event there on Tuesday, which will be a wonderful film about blind ballerinas in Brazil.
Wow.
And Thursday night, a movie about Parkinson's. There's a whole health component to this week. It's going to be very interesting as well.
Wonderful. Lots of things happening. And again, all of the events are free, except for the ticketed grand finale, if you will, the big gala event, Saturday at 1 o'clock. Talk about who's coming. Who's participating in this? People from all over the world, dancers from all over the world, and different kinds of styles of dance, too?
Yes. There is broken down into categories. So there's an open category, which is how we start, which would include our Native Americans, the hip-hop dancers, tap dancing, clogging, Balinese. You know, whatever doesn't fall into the classical ballet and contemporary category, basically, and wanted to compete. We do have a miraculous talent, I think, coming from Los Angeles named Aiden Carberry, who's a hip-hop dancer and choreographer. We have a beautiful dancer coming from Cuba, Jorge Barani, Antonio Casalino from Portugal, South Africa, Andili, and we have actually 10 people coming from the South African delegation. The jury, I hope Missoulians will, you know, if you run into them in the lobby or anywhere downtown, welcome them to Missoula. None of them have been here unless they've been here to guest teach for me, but not many. From Korea, from China, from Russia, we have in the gala, Maria Sasha Khan was actually born in Prey, Montana, and is now the prima ballerina in Ekaterinburg, Russia, and she's performing on Saturday. So Saturday at the gala should be one of those goosebumpy sort of wonderful moments I hope everybody will remember, because it will be a slice of not just the winners, but the culmination of the whole week of this, you know, of us all getting to know one another and showing a slice of our own culture on that program.
And the tickets for that event through the website as well?
Wilma.com.
Go
to Wilma.com. They range from $25 to $100. But, I mean, the energy is already there before we even, you know, and it's going to be very exciting because we're going to be choosing on Thursday and Friday what actually goes into the gala program.
Right. But, again, all these other events are free and open to the public, happening starting on Tuesday and running through Saturday. We're talking about this international event, the Vienna International Ballet Experience event, and all the other assorted happenings in Missoula happening this week, sponsored by and coordinated by the Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater. I've been speaking with Charlene Campbell Carey, the artistic director of RMBT and also the USA director of this event. Sounds like just an amazing, busy, fun week for you.
as long as our weather, you know, weather permits. I mean, we have blankets for everybody who's coming from a warm climate, the Brazilians, and that's going to be part of the fun, too.
Well, that sounds just great. If you'd like more information, again, it's rmbt.org, or call this number, 549-5155. Charlene Campbell Carey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.